أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. صدق الله العظيم. As the surah draws to a close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of man. The beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the denial of the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers, with regards to the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of His Qudrat in a very, very unique way, that on the day of Qiyamah, man will not only be reconstructed and resurrected, but even the fingers will be put into place like how they are in this world. And every minute detail will be attended to and reconstructed. So is that not sufficient proof of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But perhaps if man cannot understand that example, then let us go back into our own history, what we were. And as a matter of fact, the question is, were we anything like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the next surah, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. We were absolutely in non-existence. There was no talk about us. We didn't have any history. We didn't have any geography. We were total unknown. Absolutely non-existent. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our existence. From where did it begin? Allah says, أَلَمْ يَكُوا نُطْفَةً مِّمْ مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى. That was man not a nutfa, a drop of sperm that was emitted. This is the reality of each one of us, that we were a napak, an impure liquid, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. And that is why our ulama say to us that we need to think and go back into our history, what we were. Because we're very proud to say that I am the son of so and so, and I have hailed from this family, and I have come from this tribe, and this is my lineage. But the truth is, we forgot that we were nothing. And when we started being something, we started from total impurity whatsoever. That is how we were. And then if we go down the line, and we go into our future, what would we become? We will be put into the sand, and then we will just disintegrate into again, into sand, into dust. And so again, in many ways, we will be nothing and we will be forgotten. Maybe our children will remember us. Maybe the grandchildren, we need to be honest. How many of us remember our great-grandfather's father? Again, we will be totally forgotten. We will be history. So we have no history. And a time will come when we ourselves are history. So this is the reality of insan. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to us here. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from that sperm, you became a clot of blood. And then, فَخَلَقَ. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you. And فَسَوَّى. It is Allah ta'ala who fashioned your form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought you into proportion. He put your head into place. He put your hands and your legs and everything else and all your organs into place, your senses into place. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who did this. And the point that Allah wants to show, that who can create anything from a sperm? Where is the science of this world? Where is the technology of this world? From absolutely nothing, Allah Ta'ala created the sperm, And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created perfect insan. Now this is the doings of Allah. We cannot go into the details of all that. That look at that factory in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worked and His Qudrat worked in the wombs of our mothers and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fashioned us. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And then that sperm, can anybody call that sperm a male or a female? But from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Zawjain. Allah ta'ala created the two genders, the male and the female. Now is that not the great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what gives us then the right to deny the coming of the day of Qiyamah, that it is not possible at all, or the courage to deny it? And for us, what gives us the right of being arrogant and proud and boastful about who we are? Because we need to remember, if we want to say who we are, we need to say where we have come from. And our history is a very sad history, where we have come from, and we need to speak about where we are going, and that also is a very sad history. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us the documentary of our old lives. أَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not able to revive the dead, to give life to the dead? When Allah gave life from His sperm, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not capable? Does Allah ta'ala not have the qudrat of bringing the dead back to life? Most certainly. And in Abu Dawud Sharif, there is one narration that one person, he read this ayat, أَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. And he said, بَلَىٰ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And he attributed that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that bala wa ana ala dhalika min ash-shahidin. Nay, definitely, I am a witness to this fact that Allah has the qudrat and Allah has the power to revive and to give life to the dead once again. Brothers, we also need to give ourselves spiritual life. And this month of Ramadan is still the opportunities that we have, the moments that we have. We can spring back to our spiritual life, give ourselves, bring ourselves from the death, spiritual death, into spiritual life, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn a new leaf in our book of history, and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, erase the past by making tawbah. Allahumma innaka afuwan. Ulama have written afuwan is not only Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, but ulama have written Allah is most forgiving, and in afuwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases all the effects of sin. When a person burns, then sometimes that burn will leave a scar. We get injured, there will be that scar. So that is the effect of the injury. But when we sin also, they are the effects of sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only wipe out that sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the effect of that sin also. So whilst we look and contemplate this ayat, that tomorrow we have to stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power and the qudrat to bring from the dead. Allah ta'ala will bring us back to life again, and Allah also has the qudrat and the power from our dead spirituality. Allah ta'ala can give us a new life of spirituality. It is for us to turn towards Allah, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have our sins all washed away, and let's take that step towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.